Regular rest and relaxation is now considered a requirement for good health and happiness, according to most medical authorities. Yet, the most reliable ancient records taught the same thing long before medical science was born. The amazing facts in just a moment. Hello, this is Joe Cruz on the Amazing Facts broadcast, facts which affect you. In our last broadcast, we entered into a study of God's law, and in particular, the fourth commandment of that Decalogue. We learned that Jesus is our example in all things, and He kept all the commandments of God. His life, in fact, sets the pattern for ours. And the Bible says that He not only kept all the commandments, but especially it was His habit to go into the synagogue and worship on the Sabbath day. Now we're going to continue today by studying Bible reasons for keeping that same day that Jesus observed, and the one that was written by God in the Ten Commandments. The next reason for keeping the Sabbath is simply this, friends, that the disciples of Jesus kept it as He kept it. There have been many arguments about this, but I'd like to read you some passages from the book of Acts where we find the record of the disciples' work. I want you to notice what it says here about Sabbath keeping. Now this is Acts 13, verse 14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. Now here they were in Antioch, keeping the Sabbath. In Acts 16:13 is another one. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. Now, friends, here they were in Philippi, a city in Macedonia, or Greece, and they were keeping the Sabbath out by the riverside. Now, many people feel that the only reason the disciples worshipped on the Sabbath was to preach to the Jews, and that they never worshipped on that day otherwise. But I call you to witness that here they were in Greece now. There were no Jewish synagogues there, as far as we know, and they went out to the riverside, these Christian people. They met there and worshipped there and prayed there on the Sabbath. That's Acts 16:13. Now, why didn't they meet on Sunday with those folk in the Gentile country of Macedonia? I'll tell you, friends, why. Because those disciples kept the Sabbath. Acts 17, verse 2, and Paul said, as his manner was, went in of them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Why, Sabbath keeping was Paul's manner or custom, the exact same custom that Christ had, worshiping on the Sabbath. Acts 18, verse 4, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Now notice, Paul was preaching every Sabbath, and not only to the Jews, but to the Greeks or the Gentiles. Not on Sunday, the first day of the week, but on Sabbath. Here's another one, Acts 13, 42 and 44. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, friends, I know many people say, well, he preached to the Jews only on Sabbath, but when he preached to the Gentiles, it was on the first day of the week. But now here we find the Gentiles asking that he also preach to them on the Sabbath. And then notice verse 44. What did Paul do about their request? And the next Sabbath day came almost a whole city together to hear the word of God. Why, friends, there it is. Sabbath keepers. That's what the Scripture says very, very plainly about the apostles. Now, we do know this. Paul positively did not teach Sunday keeping. You say, well, now, how do you know that? Well, let's read a verse on it now, Acts 28:17. Paul here was under arrest, and this is the way our text reads. And it came to pass that after 3 days, Paul called the chief of the Jews together, and when they were come together, he said unto them, Men and brethren, though I have committed nothing against the people or customs of our fathers, yet was I delivered prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. Now listen, I want you to notice that Paul said to all of those Jews gathered together there, Brethren, I'm here in prison at the hands of the Romans, but I want you to know that it wasn't because I taught anything against the teachings of our fathers. Now, everybody, even the most orthodox Sunday keepers today, will tell you that the Jews kept Saturday. No one denies that the Jews kept the Sabbath, and Paul, standing there before them, was saying, I did nothing in my preaching or teaching against the tradition of the Jews. Now, either Paul was telling an untruth, or Paul did not teach Sunday keeping, friends. Of course, we know Paul was telling the truth. So the disciples were Sabbath keepers, and they taught Sabbath keeping. Now, let me say this further. Neither Christ nor the disciples ever taught or practiced keeping the first day of the week. They always went to church on the Sabbath. Now, we plan to go into this more fully in our next broadcast, but when we're going to read every single text in the Bible that even mentions the first day of the week and examine every one of them carefully. At least if we don't get to it in our next broadcast, we'll do it the following broadcast. But be assured of this, friends. The first day of the week as a holy day is not in the Bible at all. Now, the next reason for keeping the Sabbath is that it's necessary if I plan to be blessed. Let's read now Isaiah 56, verse 2. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Now, do you want to be blessed, friends? I'll tell you how. Keep the Sabbath. A lot of folks will say, oh yes, but that was for the Jews. Well, let's read on now in verse 6. Also the sons of the strangers that join themselves to the Lord. Now, here you're dealing with Gentiles, friends. The sons of the strangers that join themselves to the Lord to serve Him and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. And so if the book means anything, and it does mean everything, of course, Sabbath keeping is necessary if we're to receive God's full blessing. By the way, that word blessed actually means happy. Nothing will bring peace of mind and inner happiness like Sabbath keeping. For spiritual, mental, and physical well-being, it's unequaled. These ancient records of Scripture recommend rest, Sabbath rest, for health and happiness long before modern medicine ever made the discovery or made the recommendation. Well, I could give many, many more reasons as to why we should keep the Sabbath. I will give more, though, in a later broadcast, but these are the four key reasons that I've given so far, and I hope you'll study them over very carefully, friends. Now I'd like to examine a few reasons that people give for not keeping the seventh-day Sabbath. The first one is, it's Jewish. You've heard that, of course, over and over again. People become a member of the Sabbath-keeping church, and folks will say every time, oh, you become a Jew, or that's Jewish. Well, friends, I've looked through the Bible again and again and have never been able to discover where the Lord called it a Jewish Sabbath anywhere. I have, however, discovered where it's called something else. Exodus 20, verse 10, we read it a moment ago. The seventh day is a Sabbath of the... Does it say Jews now? No, indeed. It says the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Now, people may call the Sabbath whatever they want to. They can call it the Jewish Sabbath, but God calls it the Sabbath of the Lord. Isaiah 56, 6. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve Him, to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, I lay hold of the Sabbath. Now notice, he's speaking here of keeping the Sabbath, and he says we'll be blessed in doing it. But notice that these people were Gentiles, and they've come to the Lord now, and they begin to keep the Sabbath when they do. People say you've joined the Jews when you keep the Sabbath, but the Bible says that you've joined the Lord when you keep it. God has an entirely different opinion from men today about some of these things. Mark 2:27 is a text that must be brought in right here also. The Sabbath was made for man. Now, those are the words of Jesus. Now, a great many people, if they were writing the Scriptures, would change that and say that the Sabbath was made for the Jews. But that isn't what Jesus said. The Bible says the Sabbath was made for man, M-A-N. When was it made? Let's go back into Scripture now, way back in the beginning. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, we find this story. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had created and made. And God blessed the Sabbath day and sanctified it, because that in it He rested from all His work which God created and made. So according to the Bible then, the Sabbath was made way back in the beginning for man. Now how many men were living when the Sabbath was made? Well, just one, of course. And his name was Adam, and Adam was not a Jew. It was 2,500 years after Adam was made before the first Jew appeared. But God made the Sabbath at creation, and he made it for man. Once again now, that word man is a collective noun meaning all mankind, all men and women everywhere, for all time. The Sabbath is for everybody. Now, I hope that you'll see that today, friends. I hope you'll understand it. This is not a fanatical new message. No, this message is as old as the Bible, as old as the world, in fact. Talk about your old-time religion. The old-time way is the Sabbath-keeping way. That's what the Bible taught from long, long ago. Now, the second excuse some people give as a reason for not keeping the Sabbath is this. They say, any day will do as long as a person is sincere about it. Did you notice when we read these verses from Genesis 2 that the Scripture says that it was a seventh day? He rested on the seventh day. He sanctified it. He hallowed it. That means that he took this day and set it apart for a holy, sacred use. You see, that's what sanctify means, to set apart for sacred use. Now, it didn't say a seventh day. It said the seventh day. Now, let me use an illustration here that I think you'll remember. It's very important. You'll hear this thing over and over. Any day will do as long as you're sincere. That is not what the Bible says, though, and this may help you to understand this matter more clearly. Suppose we lined up seven ladies here, right in front of this microphone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and right on down to the end, and there is my little brown-haired wife right at the end, and all of them here totaled up seven. Now, we'll number them just as God did in creation. The evening and the morning were the first day, evening and morning the second day, and one was set apart, the seventh. Now, let's let the seventh day be represented by my wife at the end of this line of seven ladies. She's a seventh lady right on the end. Suppose I say, now, friends, I have a new theory. I don't think it makes any difference which of these seven is my wife. Just any one will do, and I'm going to prove it to you. We'll start over here, and I'll start counting in the middle of this group. 1, 2, 3, and then back to the other end. 4, 5, 6, 7. I end up counting on lady number 4, and I say, now that one can be my wife. It won't make any difference as long as I'm sincere about it. Well, what would you think about that, friends? I'm sure that you would probably put me off the air and run me out of the city. There'd be something radically wrong with that kind of thinking. One was set apart as my wife by the sacred marriage vows. Only one. And that was the seventh one in the line. It's the same thing with the Sabbath. God took it, set it apart, lifted it up above the other days, stamped upon it holiness, and said, it is my holy day. Now, who can say that it doesn't make any difference, friends? And now, this is Joe Cruz saying goodbye for today.